WGAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right, it's that time again. Time for Living the Good Life. Coming to you from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. We are always live right here in the studio with you, and we are right now. And so on this amazing Mother's Day 2019, happy Mother's Day to all of the listeners. And your families, and what a glorious day it's been so far for us at Beacon of Hope. Great service this morning. And Pastor Jim and I will talk in a moment about what's coming up for Beacon of Hope. He's my associate pastor, and what a joy he is. So this is a great show coming up, and we're going to love doing this. And some great teaching and wonderful songs. So, for all of you out there that are celebrating Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to you. I feel extremely blessed to be a mama, and mama of three. Pastor Jim, you are a grandpa of a little girl.
Yes, I talked to her this morning. Well, I talked to my daughter and wished her a happy Mother's Day, and I got Grace's, my granddaughter's, school pictures.
Yeah.
She is going to be one tall young lady. She's already just shooting right up. She's only six. She's going to be seven in January, but wow.
That's like Betty and Joe Thomas's kids, grandkids. They're tall kids, so Betty and Megan will be here live and in person, mother-daughter, next Sunday with me right here on the air. They are flying in this week and going to be here for a very, very special event coming up a week from today.
And what might that be?
Oh, that I'm so glad you asked, Pastor Jim. It will be the opening day and first service in our brand new facility at 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. And we are very, very, very excited about what God has done to give us our own space again and to just bless us abundantly, regardless of all the painting and sanding and floor laying that we've been doing. And all of that, it is a joy to be opening this new facility with Dr. Angel Falzoni, one of our radio team members, and my co-host on Thursday night, Go Yard. She's opening her private counseling practice. I'm going to give you her phone number in a moment because people have been listening to me announce that and calling her for appointments. So she's starting as of Wednesday morning. I thought it was Tuesday. I found out it's Wednesday of this week. So that's Dr. Angel Falzoni, who is a PhD licensed mental health counselor. She has five advanced degrees, two masters, two bachelors, and one PhD. Wow, she's more tenacious than I was, Pastor Jim.
Me too.
I got one degree, and that was good. So anyway, we are so happy that Dr. Angel's dream is coming true. And this has been her dream for a long time, to stop working for places that where she was mentoring counselors and doing all kinds of foster care, et cetera, and now her own practice. So her phone number is, if you're ready with your pen, 727-501-6557. I'm going to give that to you one more time. If you want a counseling appointment, she is getting the insurances all taken care of, but they are not yet in force, so you would be a private pay. 727-501-6557. So we're very excited for Dr. Angel, and we're very excited for ourselves, aren't we, Pastor Jim?
Amen.
It'll be what?
It'll be nice. I mean,
it'll be nice, he says. I think it's going to be fabulous.
Well, yeah, I mean, and thank you for letting us meet in your home for 2 years,
right.
Almost.
I know.
Two and a half.
We so outgrew it a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad when people are sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah, about a year and a half. But, you know, we did outgrow it, and we had to have a new place, and God
provided.
Miraculously came through.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Yes. New people are coming all the time. So thank God. You are welcome to come and experience Beacon of Hope. On the front door, it says what it is, where healing happens. Why is that significant, Pastor Jim?
Well, because not only physical healing, but emotional healing, spiritual healing, all of that is what God's going to be doing. I mean, that's his promise. I mean, that's always been kind of, I don't like to use the word motto, but it's been the theme, you know.
It has, since we began in 2001, right. Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Right.
This is a shortened version of it.
This is the condensed version. But, you know, it's true. We want this to be a healing place, a place where healing occurs. We're all broken in some areas.
We sure are.
You know, some in more than one. And we all need to be made whole. And that's what that's talking about. It's a place where people can come and let God work in their lives to make them whole.
Oh, amen. Amen. And that's what we want. We so want that to happen more so than ever. And I've just been handed something from the wonderful McKays that are right on before us.
Do share.
I will. Single release concert part 2. And that is for Dr. McKay, for Dr. Rebecca McKay, and Apostle Dr. Rebecca A. McKay. And it is located Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on June 15th. And that is up in Tarpon Springs. And I'll tell you, I was at the last one with Dr. Angel. We went. And it was wonderful. You want to come to this. And so get a hold of the McKays and find out more about this. Christian Outreach Center in Newport Richey. And they also have one in Tallahassee. So they have the show right before us. We love these people. They are dear to us. And, Pastor Jim, they prophesied. Both Dr. Rebecca and Bishop George. You want to explain that, how and what that is? Some people may not even know what the word prophesy means.
Well, prophecy is basically forth telling the mind of God.
Right.
You know, he'll give you a word, and they prophesied. I mean, God had put it in our hearts.
Sure.
That we needed a bigger place, but they didn't know that.
Right.
And God put it in their hearts as a confirmation. And
right.
They spoke it out. They confirmed we would have a place. We would have real estate. You know, we'd have a place to meet.
Right.
And, well, what was the somebody, it would happen in a way we didn't expect.
Exactly, yeah.
And that was a miracle mm-hmm. because.
And that all we had to do is praise God for it before we saw it. And the
and
words, hallelujah, hallelujah, we were to speak that over and over again. And actually, during the last 3 years, there's probably been three different I've got them written in a notebook, but 3 or 4 specific words to our ministry. We're very grateful that they listened to the word of the Lord and gave us those encouraging words.
Amen.
So this is a big day for us. It's Mother's Day, but it's also the week before the grand opening of 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. put that address down and write it down somewhere. It's in Weaver Park, an office complex. If you find the leasing office right on Weaver Park, we are two doors down from there. 2058 Weaver Park Drive. So that starts next Sunday morning, 10 a.m. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But everyone is welcome, followed by an amazing deli sandwich, salad, dessert, lunch. And I don't know about you, Pastor Jim, but I know what our lunches are like. And they are always really good.
They're really good. And it always seems like God miraculously multiplies the food.
Right.
Because it seems like at the end of the meal, like...
we have so much.
Like Jesus, we have 12 baskets
right.
full.
Right, exactly.
You know, like when Jesus fed the 5,000, we end up with 12 baskets
full. That's right. So we welcome you and stay for come and stay for lunch. And that's next Sunday, 10 a.m., 2058 Weaver Park Drive. Listen to this song. Love it. It is, it's one we don't play very often, by new song, We Wear His Name, because that's what we are all about, wearing the name of Jesus everywhere we go. Last night to use that song. Now I know why. I couldn't remember the words, but I just wrote some of them down, Pastor Jim, by the group New Song. In a world that's lost in hopelessness, we've been called to be the light. That's Beacon of Hope. Mm-hmm. That's what we are all about. In a world that's lost in hopelessness. In fact, one of our new little walls is so beautiful. Becky Britt, one of our people, has made this beautiful wall. And it says hope is the anchor to our soul, which is Hebrews 6:19. And it's just beautiful on that wall in our new facility, because it is all about, we want our listeners to get hope today. Have hope that God has a purpose and a plan for their lives. Right, PJ?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, hope is an anchor for the soul. It keeps us grounded. Hope keeps us grounded. And I agree. I mean, I really like that song. There's so many hopeless today because, and I'm on I'm on Facebook, and a lot of people are wishing Happy Mother's Day to their mothers who have passed on, you know, to my mom in heaven. Thankfully, we have that hope. You know, I mentioned that this morning, actually, because we had a Beaconite, as we call them, who just lost her father this week. We're not, as Paul said, you know, we're not like the heathen who have no hope. Of an, you know, we have that hope. But the world seems to have lost hope. And the dangerous thing with that is you'll latch on to anything that will give you the smallest shred of hope. And sometimes, well, like with love, you know, we take a poor substitute for the real thing. And we need that hope.
Oh, we do. We do. And I just go back to those words from that song one more time. In a world that's lost in hopelessness, we've been called to be the light. Dear friend out there, if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, God wants you to be a light. That little song we grew up singing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's who God wants you to be. He wants you to be a beacon in a storm around you, perhaps. He wants you to be that light of hope for those around you. This is Mother's Day, and we're, you know, so many, and I mentioned it this morning, we're going to be in Psalm 91 in a few minutes. If you have your Bibles, just find that. But so many people, Pastor Jim, have grown up in dysfunctional homes in our nation in this day and age. And when we talk about mothers, some people are bitter. Some people are so broken. And all they've ever known is mothers that were dysfunctional, mothers that were perhaps addicts or were constantly on the sofa in depression or whatever the case may be. It's not an uncommon scenario, PJ.
No, it's not. I mean, I think most people grow up in a dysfunctional family to one degree or another. I did. And that, unless it's dealt with, can set you on a very dangerous course and leave you without hope, without anything to really set your life on, to make it your foundation. You have no foundation. I can speak for my own self. Even after I was born again, because of the family that I came from, I still felt love had to be earned.
Right. That's a lot of people do.
You know, that's why I love one of our newer songs we've been singing a lot lately is I Am Who You Say I Am.
Exactly.
And because, well, and it was a Derek Prince thing that actually I shared on the church's website or the church's Facebook page.
I love those that you do.
God doesn't just tolerate us.
Right.
He loves us.
He loves us.
And that's what we have to see, because that's when I realized that, and I'm still growing in that. There are times I want to go back to works-based, but that's, you know, it's all about faith. It's all about just believing what God did in Christ for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Amen.
And so often, I think people know how bad they've been.
Right.
You know,
we all know.
Most people know how big a sinner they are. They don't need us to be telling them.
Right, exactly.
But the problem is, you know, they think because of that, God doesn't want anything to do with them. And yet, it's just the opposite. Jesus died for their sins.
Yes, yes.
God's not holding anything against you. And besides, he already knows what you did. He knows
Absolutely.
What you're going to do.
Absolutely.
And he still loves you.
Amen.
That's why Jesus came and shed his blood,
yes.
died on the cross, was resurrected. That's why he did it.
Amen. And we're going to talk today in Psalm 91 about the mother nature of God. Because God is He's got so many names, which talk about all the many facets. We did a series a year or two ago on the I am statements in the book of John, where Jesus says, I am the door, I am the good shepherd,
way, the truth, and life. There's seven of them. Resurrection and the life.
Right. There's seven of them. And where he describes who he is. And in Psalm 91, it's written by Moses. And I love this because everybody knows who Moses is. They've all seen the Ten Commandments probably at some point or another. And Moses spent he had three segments in his life, three stages. The first stage was 40 years in the palace where he was the adopted son of the daughter of the Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And that he had all privilege, all royalty, everything, right? And then because he, in anger, murdered someone, he had to flee Egypt. And so for 40 years, he became a shepherd. How like God. When our humanness gets in our way and we do something stupid, something erratic, something out of the ordinary, anger takes over, whatever. There's some pretty bad consequences. Moses left his kingly life, his prince life, because he was a prince in Egypt. He left that and ran to the desert and stayed 40 years. And one of the reasons he left is because he realized he really was a Hebrew. He really was a Jew. He was really not by birth the princess's daughter or son. He just wasn't. But during that second phase, phase two of his life, Pastor Jim, and phase two ends right before Moses writes Psalm 91, or a little before. I find it fascinating that he took this 40 years, 40 is the number of testing and trial, and that his life was in three 40-year segments. He died at age 120. So when you look at phase two of his life, he's no longer a prince. He's no longer somebody that was the adopted son of the Pharaoh. Now he is a fugitive. Now he is on the run. Talk to me about that a minute.
Well, yeah, I mean, he went and hid basically in the desert. Basically was employed by his father-in-law because he helped Zipporah, and who was the daughter of Midian.
That was his wife.
That was his wife.
You pronounce it Zipporah?
Zipporah.
Zipporah.
It's probably Zipporah, but...
Well, I've always called her Zippy.
Oh, Zippy? Okay.
It's just easier for me, but
okay.
Still Zipporah, okay.
But, you know, he married her, he had two sons, and there he was out tending sheep. And I think, what a training, because I don't think at that point Moses had a clue as to what God was going to call him to do. And yet
no,
he made him spend 40
so
years as a shepherd,
right,
so that he could learn how to shepherd people.
Exactly.
And, you know, when that 40 years was coming to a close is when he had, when he met God in the burning bush.
Right.
And even there, God says, I was known to your fathers as El Shaddai.
Right. Which we're going to talk about today, El Shaddai.
But, you know, God said, this is who I am, and this is your mission.
No. Right.
And he did not say, if you choose to accept it.
No.
Unlike Mission Impossible.
That's right.
He said, this is what you're going to do. And Moses kept saying, no.
No, not doing
and
that.
And God said, saying, this is what you're going to do.
How many of us, all of our lives, as we've been called, me, I'll just use me as an example, and I'll use you as an example, that we've been called, and we know it, to the ministry, and because of circumstances, people, painful past, all kinds of things, we're like hesitant to get into it because we know what's coming, right?
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't scared about what was coming. I just hesitated because I just didn't think anymore because of things that had happened that I was
worthy
that God could ever, you know,
sure,
couldn't use a mess like me. Even though, I mean, you know, I knew I was called even before I was saved. there's just something there, like there.
And, sure.
And it just became very clear as I grew in the Lord. Yeah, this is what I'm called to do. And then some things happened, and it's like, well, I screwed that one up too much for you, huh, God? No, apparently not.
But see, that's so interesting, because the mother nature of God, which is El Shaddai, and which means the God who is more than enough.
The nurturing one.
The nurturing one. That nature side of God loves and accepts us exactly the way we are. Without us getting ourselves cleaned up. We come to a point where we want to get cleaned up. But I remember when my three kids were really little, and they'd be out playing, it'd be summertime in Indiana, and it was hot, and they were sweaty and whatever. And they'd want to come in sometimes and give me a big old hug. And it was like, ugh, you're so dirty. Go get in the shower. You know what I mean? And yet, I knew they wanted a hug. So as a mother, what do? You just hug them regardless of whether they're sweaty and dirty. And it's a metaphor for how we are sometimes, PJ. Sometimes we're just a mess. But God still hugs us in our sweaty mess, right?
Right. Oh, exactly. Exactly. That's what he is good at. I mean, you read through the Psalm, Psalm 139. And I love the way, of course, King James puts it. He knows my down sitting and my uprising. He knows what I sit down.
Right.
He knows every word before it's even on my tongue.
Right.
Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We were knit together. I mean, that's why God.
Love it.
And David says, this knowledge is too wonderful for me. I can't attain to it. I can't grasp it. To know that God knows me far better than I know myself. He knows every dark turn and corner in my life, and yet he loves me.
Exactly. But that's that wonderful nature of God that today we'll call the El Shaddai nature, but all of God's natures, all that he is, loves us. It's just that today we're going to, for Mother's Day, really put emphasis on the El Shaddai nature. But how like God we are called to be. And that is to love people the way they are, mm-hmm. where they are. One of our slogans, we have a couple of them at Beacon of Hope. Actually, we have four now. The first one I quoted to you earlier, the second one was going outside our walls to reach people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. And really, that's what it's about. That's really what it is. And then we had Live Well, Live Blessed for a while when we were in Dunedin. And now our new one is Where Healing Happens. And that's what this is all about. And where does healing happen for all of us? That is in a place where we feel loved, where we feel accepted, where we feel that God loves us no matter how much we've messed up. And for some people, that's a mother's love. For other people that have grown up in abusive situations, it's not a mother's love. But we're going to talk about how Moses was accepted right where he was. And God said, I can use you. I can use you. Listen to this song, Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. I think you kind of like this song, PJ. Time before last, when I was in Indiana visiting my son Ryan and his wife Mary and all the kids, all six, Ryan sang this as a solo at their church. And I actually videoed it. It was so cute. It was so good. Love this song.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Thank you.
this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight. It's already been won. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
Love that song. Love that song.
Thank God, redeemed.
We're redeemed. You know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are redeemed. It's like that time in our lives where we've been like Moses was on the run, feeling like he was in so much trouble and no place to turn. So he runs to the desert and all of that. And yet, God met him. He met him in the fiery bush, the bush on fire in the book of Exodus. I love that. We'll have to teach Moses soon because I just love this. But the Moses who writes Psalm 91 and Psalm 90, that's the Moses who was just about to enter the third phase of his life, the wilderness, walking around the same mountain time. And actually, phase two is probably rather relaxing, Pastor Jim.
Well, yeah,
taking care of sheep.
Yeah, that could be, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's my calling, but,
right,
you know.
But here we see, we're going to start Psalm 91, verse 1. He says this, the words of Moses. You who sit down, I'm in the Message Bible. That word in the Hebrew is yashab, which means to dwell, to sit down, to remain. In other words, you who hang out, that's a word for today, right? In the high God's presence. Spend the night at El Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. Talk to us about that.
Well, there's so much here. I like that, you know, To dwell means you're staying put. You're sticking around. You're staying safe, and the shelter could be I kind of picture like being in the tabernacle, and you got to stay there because that's where the safety is. Staying close to the presence of God, staying in the presence of God, rather than going out and doing your own thing, and then running back in. God says, "No, just stay here. Just stay here. Just abide here." Because therefore, you'll rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You'll just rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I was thinking about this morning. Shadow means, a lot of times in the Old Testament, means protection. When, I forget if it was Caleb or Joshua, when they came back and all the rest of the people were kind of rebelling and getting all hyperactive about the bad reports from the other 10 spies, it was either Joshua or Caleb said, "Look, their shadow of protection has left them." And it's like, I think of the book like This Present Darkness by Frank Peretti, that book that's now, 30 years old now? But it's like that shadow of the demonic activity there, God had pushed it back. And yet we can dwell under his shadow. I wish you were on TV. You could see me waving my arms.
Oh, I know. It is under his shadow. A mother hen, right?
Yeah, like a mother hen.
Like, with chickens.
Well, yeah, like what Jesus said over Jerusalem. I wanted to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. When does a hen do that? When there's maybe a storm going on. There's a predator in the barnyard. She will protect her chicks that way. And that's what God wants to do with us. And I was thinking, all these other things that he describes here about not things that won't happen to you, if you stay close to God.
That's the whole thing, if.
If.
It's an if-then statement, right?
Yeah, because there's all these.
If you abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Because there's all these judgments that will happen.
Yes.
But if you stay close to God.
Right.
Then these things won't happen. Not that you'll always be safe and protected and will live a wonderful, blissful life, but the judgments that fall upon the wicked, because that's what it's talking about here,
right,
won't happen to you because you're dwelling in God.
Amen.
You're living in the Lord.
Yes. Yes, you are. And I just love that word picture of the mother hen or the mother eagle that's got the little eaglets under her wings in the big nest. And people, let's picture God like that, because he wants to be that for you. Not just for pastors and evangelists and missionaries, but he wants to be that for every one of us, the commoners, all of us, maybe who are not actually in the ministry, some of you out there. And you say, "Well, you don't know what I've done. I've just messed up so much." I mean, look at Moses. God tells him this, and he ministers this and writes it down at the end of 80 years. He has walked with God for 80 years. God is the one who rescued him out of the Nile River when his sister Miriam hid him in a basket. She put tar in so he wouldn't die, and the princess found him, right? And she became his stepmother or his adopted mother.
Adopted mother, yeah.
Right. And so God was always had his hand on him, PJ. And God always has his hand on us. He always does, dear people.
And just a little side note here. I think it is so ironic and so like God, okay? Pharaoh's daughter obviously couldn't nurse Moses. So she needed to find herself a wet nurse. And little Miriam goes, "I know who'll do it."
Her mother.
Her mother.
Moses' mother. Actual mother.
Yeah. Jochebed.
Jochebed. Nice name.
That is so like God.
I like
God.
That name, Jochebed.
That is so like God, though. Right. I mean, it's like he had it all set up.
Right.
You know, Moses, you're going to get adopted, but you know what?
It's all good.
You're going to get nurtured by your mom.
Yeah, you're going to get nurtured by your biological mom. So God knows the beginning from the end in all of our lives, dear ones. He knows what you're going through right now. for this Mother's Day, I want to say to you that life is not easy. We agree. And some of you maybe have grown up in homes where your mother was really not present. We have some people in our congregation that their mother abandoned them. That's not an uncommon story in days like this that we live in. Some of you may have been greatly abused by your mother. And as a result of that, you have a hard time relating to the mother nature of God. But try your best to set that aside today as you listen to this show and realize that God is that mother hen. He is that one you can run to no matter what you're going through. He is that one that can be your protection, your comfort, your peace in the midst of the storm. That's who he is. That's who he is. So we in Psalm 91, Moses says, I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. Now, in golf, which I love, in golf, you have hazards. You have sand traps, right? And you wouldn't know because you don't play. Okay, so I'm telling you.
I've seen sand traps.
All right, you've seen a sand trap.
I know what they are.
Okay, so invariably, when you're up there in the tee box or you're making another shot and trying to get on the green, the goal is to stay out of the sand trap. Stay out of the hazard and get on the green. Correct? That's the goal. In life, it's the same way. The goal is to stay out of the hazards, stay out of the hidden traps. Don't fall for the lies of the devil, which he throws at us. Oh, nobody really cares about you. If you went to that church, nobody would really care whether you were there or not. That is so not true. We just had a newcomer today who said, somebody actually I've known for years, say that, you know, he's been in churches where people didn't even speak to him when he went to visit. Talk to me about all that, PJ. That's what he said at lunch. He said it was crazy. You would not believe. A place he attended for a couple months. And he said they did not even speak to him.
I'd believe it. Well, that's a whole different, you know, I could speak for hours on that. But I like, you know, he will save you from the fowler's snare. And that was like, there's actually in this new study Bible, I got an Egyptian drawing of what that really is. It's this net that you trap birds with.
Oh, wow. That's a
fowler's snare.
Snare. Okay.
It's like a net. Of course, the note down here says a hidden danger because the birds will get into it and not realize they're in the net until it's too late.
That's so good. That's rich.
And that's, you know, I think we stay close to God.
Yeah.
We don't
fall into those.
If we stay close to God and we can't get tripped up. Because the devil likes to throw little snares in front of us.
Exactly.
Hidden little traps, hidden little dangers. And, you know, those every big sin starts out as a little temptation.
Okay.
And we stay close to God, we can avoid those. We don't get out there where we can be in danger of getting tripped up into one of these hidden dangers, one of these fowler snares, one of these nets that the devil likes to throw out. You know, he says, I'll protect you from that. I'll protect you from the deadly pestilence. Now, the hidden snares are those little secret traps, those little hidden traps, the sneaky traps. The deadly pestilence, I mean, that's just pretty obvious. And again, what is it James said in chapter 1? Let no man say when he is tempted of God.
I just turned to it. I was getting ready to do it. We are so in sync. James 1:12. And 17, I'm just going to read it in the Message Bible. I just turned to it, PJ, because as you were talking, I knew that's what you were thinking. Anyone who meets a testing challenge head on and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. Don't let anyone under pressure. Somebody texted me yesterday and said, why is God testing me like this? Here is the answer if you happen to be listening to this show today. James 1, verse 13. Go ahead, PJ.
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, or God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they're dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then, and I love this imagery here, when sin is when desire has conceived, it brings forth sin. It gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
So right on.
I mean, that's kind of what I was talking about here. I mean, we all have our desires, and it's not saying that all of our desires are evil, because obviously they're not. But still in the flesh, as we are, that we're going to have that happen.
Yes.
But if we stay close to God, the Holy Spirit's going to work inside of us and our conscience and say, now you really don't want to do that.
That's right.
Think about the consequences. And, you know, that's what James is saying. God doesn't tempt us to sin. He'll discipline us.
Well.
But he won't tempt us to sin, certainly.
And in James 1:12, I believe it is. No, maybe it's 17. James 1:17. So, my dear friends, don't get thrown off course. And that's what happens, PJ. People get thrown off course because they go, God's mad at me and he's doing this to me. No, that's a lie of the devil. Okay? Read James 1 and let it get down on the inside of you. My dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of lights. I love that, because it's saying the good stuff comes from God. Good, good Father. We do that song a lot. He's a good, good Father. That's who he is. Listen to this song. Not for a moment. I don't know who sings this. Not for a moment. Let's just play it instead of me singing it. Maybe you can tell me who it is.
For a moment, did you forget?
Praise God. Our God, El Shaddai, he does not ever forsake us. Who does that song?
Meredith Andrews, who also does Open Up the Heavens, that we sang this morning.
Oh, we sang that this morning. We got to do Not for a Moment, I think, at church. That is such, it has such a great message, doesn't it? What were you hearing when that song? That was not the song I intended to play. God said to go to that song.
Amazing,
how often does that
it?
Happen, right? But I believe it ministered.
Like this morning.
Never did the song we thought we were going to do.
And that's okay. Sometimes
it is
okay.
Praise God.
You know, and with this, I like just that the repetition of the refrain. He's constant. He will never, not for a moment, never will he forsake you. Again, hearkening back to the words in Hebrews, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know,
he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He can't.
And, you know, Jesus said, the ones the Father's given me, you can't snatch them out of my hand.
Amen.
And that's how great his love is for us, is that, you know, he'll never forsake us.
Right.
We can forsake him. We can walk away from him if we want to. And I've done that. But like the prodigal returning to his father, he's always there. He'll never forsake us. He took the prodigal back.
Exactly, he did. How many of us as teenagers have perhaps just really said awful things to our mothers? This is Mother's Day, right? How many times we have perhaps through the years, maybe went through periods of time where we didn't even speak to our mother. But I'll tell you, as you get older, you realize that stuff does not matter. What matters is this is the person who gave birth to you. This is the person who does love you no matter how rotten and ugly you become sometimes, right? And that's the nature of God we're talking about. The one that hides us in the shelter of his arms no matter what we are going through. The one when we're facing the death of our family members or parents or anybody around us, he's right there to comfort and bring that mother nature of God to cause us to feel better in the midst of that storm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, if I can read on just a little
bit.
He'll cover you with his feathers, and under his wings, here's that hen imagery again, you'll find refuge from the storm. I mean, how many times do we feel tossed about? And just in a storm, I mean, just things are going crazy around us. And yet we can find refuge, safety, in the middle of whatever storms are going on. And I love this next line in the New International. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. His faithfulness, not ours, his. He is faithful. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his covenants that he's made with us. That is our shield and our rampart. You know, that protects us. His faithfulness protects us.
And he's always there. That's what faithfulness means. He's consistent when we are not consistent. Mm-hmm. I've often said to some people I know, the consistent thing about you is your inconsistency, right? And that may be human-wise, but that's not with God. God consistently loves us like a perfect, quote-unquote, mother would, that never walked away from us. And sometimes mothers do abandon their children. Sometimes they do whatever, give them up for adoption or whatever the case may be.
And I think that's one of the reasons why people, and maybe we'll touch on this on Father's Day, but have issues with God as perfect parent.
Right.
To include both father and mother.
Yeah.
You know, people have issues with that because their own parents, I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
It colors the way that you see God.
Absolutely.
And so I would just remind our listeners or recommend to our listeners, get in the Word.
Get in the Word.
Get in the Word and see. Psalm 91 is a good place.
Yes.
Gospel of John.
Mm-hmm.
These are places where you can see the nature of God. And, yeah, I know it's tempting. I know it's sometimes very difficult to see God in any other light than that of your own parents, but we have to learn.
We have to learn to do it.
That he's perfect parent. Yes, he loves us unconditionally. And we, you know, we get into trouble. Did our parents, a perfect parent would discipline us. And Hebrews says that God does that so we can learn his holiness.
Right.
You know, so that we can live the kind of life he wants us
to. Absolutely.
Our parents may have punished us capriciously, just or out of sudden wrath or whatever. That's not God.
It's not God.
You know, when he talks about his wrath, it's something that he has put off for as long as he can.
Sure.
You know, I mean, our parents, some parents would smack us upside the head for the smallest little thing.
Right.
God's not like that.
He's not like that.
He's not sitting up there with some big stick ready to whop you on the head every time you sin.
He's a loving Heavenly Father. He's a good, good Father. We're going to talk more about that in our second hour. We're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Pastor Marcia here, along with my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, who we fondly call PJ a lot. And PJ, we've been in the middle of 2 months of renovation of a facility. Why are we doing that?
So we can move into our new facility
but why?
Next Sunday.
Why do we need a new facility?
Well, we need more space. And coincidentally,
Amen.
Dr. Angel needed an office.
Right.
And coincidentally, this landlord had a space that could include both.
Yes.
And, wow,
perfect.
I don't think that was a coincidence.
Not at all. And so we've been renovating 2,500 square feet that looks beautiful and will look much better a week from today. Right now, it still looks like a bomb went off in it somewhere. And you've got lumber everywhere and paint everywhere and all kinds of stuff. But it's going to be done, and at least mostly done, at least functionally done. Let's put it that way.
I like that term.
Functionally done. Yes, to the point that we're going to have a great service next Sunday morning. Why should people come and visit with us? Why? 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. Why?
Because our motto is where healing happens. And I said this at the beginning of the hour. It doesn't matter physical, emotional, spiritual. God moves. God wants to heal you no matter what the hurt is.
Amen.
No matter what the illness is, God wants to heal you.
Yes, he does.
Come, and I'm not boasting, but come and experience God.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
When the new guy came up to for prayer today, he whispered, I don't know if you heard him, say to me, I feel the Holy Spirit here today.
I heard him.
That's what it's all about. If you come to Beacon of Hope, you will experience the anointing of God. You will experience the presence of God. We don't play church. We don't have time for that. We're not going to all this work and expense just because, oh, it'd be nice to have our own place. No, 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 no. We are doing it for a reason, so that souls will come in through the doors and be saved, be healed, be transformed by the power of the Word of God, by the ministry of people who love people. That's what this is all about. This is not playing church. We're not doing that. We don't have enough time, not enough hours in the day to play church. We are having church. And I guarantee you, you come next Sunday, you will be blessed. The music will blow you away. Everything will. God's presence will be there. You got about 30 seconds to say something else about that.
Well, I can only agree. I mean, I really believe God will move. I mean, I remember, it seems like, just so our listeners know, our first service in a new facility is usually really, really wild. It was wild our first service at Pastor's house. It was wild our first service on Drew.
Yeah.
You know?
Just come and experience the presence of the Lord. That's what we're saying to you. You don't want to miss next Sunday, 10 a.m. Everybody's welcome. We don't care anything about you. It's not like that. Come dressed as you want. Be comfortable. Do your thing.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.